I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm just saying that if a Florida man starts talking about reincarnated Jesuses, as in plural,
yeah,
he just might be wackadoodle.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
It is 9:07 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Welcome to the 9 o'clock stretch. And a man residing in the Port St. Lucie area of Florida, you know, on the East Coast, and not too terribly far from where President Trump has his home, Mar-a-Lago. Apparently, he has put some things out on social media that, well, they're kind of problematic.
Uh-oh.
Now, they've arrested Kendall Aaron Todd, 42 years old. He allegedly posted threats to President Trump on social media. In one of his since-deleted clips, authorities say that Todd declared, "Donald Trump is the Antichrist."
Okay.
Now, I wonder where you get that kind of idea that he's such a bad guy.
Does he
Could watch... it be from the Democrat Party?
I was gonna say, does he watch the news or something?
Yeah, does he watch MSNBC?
Yeah.
It's possible. And he said, because of Donald Trump, every single person in the world is cursed. Donald Trump has personally made business decisions which have hurt so many different reincarnated Jesuses.
Wow.
So he's made business decisions mm-hmm. that have hurt reincarnated Jesuses. You want me to figure that out for you? You want me to translate, Greg?
Yeah, because that's a little cray cray.
Okay. Okay. What it is in the past,
yes.
he made business decisions as part of his real estate and construction empire.
Makes sense.
That may have hurt so many different reincarnated Jesuses. What he meant was it hurt many people, possibly named Jesus. That's where that all comes from.
Okay.
You know, the subcontractors named Jesus. And maybe he shorted them. I'm paying them.
Huh.
I'm just wondering.
Right. It could be.
But it goes even further.
Wow.
Yeah. He wants to fight Donald Trump.
Like physically?
Yes.
Okay.
And, and.
All right.
If you're thinking, you're thinking of. Like Rocky Balboa,
yeah,
Apollo Creed, and
boxing match,
red,
here,
white, I mean, and blue. You know who's really fighting for America? Yeah,
right. I mean,
well, we're gonna fight,
yeah,
and we're gonna fight naked to the death.
Okay, wanting to fight the president was one.
No,
step.
No. Go ahead.
Yep, was one step too far. Naked and to the death is step two and step three too far.
Yeah, but he doesn't see him maybe as much of as the president as he does the Antichrist. Oh. See, I don't want to get naked with the Antichrist. That's just maybe that's just me.
No, not,
but I don't want to get naked with the Antichrist. And then I certainly don't want to get in a situation where, you know, we're grabbing, punching each other. That I'm just not comfortable with that.
That's also a bad scenario. You did say this was a Florida man, right?
I did. Okay, St. Lucie County.
I just wanted to remind people of that part.
He just kept escalating his behavior, according to one of the deputies there. No, in fact, it was the St. Lucie County Sheriff, my apologies, Richard Del Toro. He got the attention, obviously, of the United States Secret Service, and that got our attention as well. And we worked with them, the Secret Service, to obtain the arrest warrant and the search warrant today. Got there today. Again, SWAT team was there. We were in full force. We're not messing around, obviously, with threats of suicide by cop and things like that, threats to our president. We weren't letting, we weren't going to take any chances, and we're not going to put our deputies' lives at risk. So it's a high risk situation. Neighbors describe the suspect as unfriendly.
Really?
And like a vampire who only operates at night. That's probably the only thing that could kill Trump is a vampire. In the wrestling ring, death match, naked. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, and this is a president where there have been attempts made on his life. So, yes, it looks like the St. Lucie Sheriff's Office absolutely did their job. Secret Service was a part of this, and they have to take every threat seriously. They do, but, I mean, especially this president and these people who are unbalanced, they get some of these ideas from the things that they hear. And, you know, this has all been ratcheted up, especially the left, about Trump, because they have a derangement. They have Trump derangement syndrome. Now they have Elon.
Mm-hmm.
So Democrats have ED.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Elon derangement.
Derangement. But I thought, you know, the left and the Dems were telling us, you know, this whole ratcheting it up and calling names and all that kind of thing was bad. But yet, it just seems like they don't want to let go of that concept. In fact, they're getting worse, I think. Because now it's extended, like you said, to Elon, not just the president.
I mean,
and all of us. I mean,
how far back would you have to go where if your president of the United States, didn't matter what party, was ever referred to as Nazi or Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
You say that in front of an adult as a kid?
Oh, my goodness.
You would get smacked.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you would get smacked and taught a lesson.
We go back to, you know, with Obama, you know, speaking to the Joint Congress, and all one man said was, liar, and you'd have thought the world was coming to an end. Liar.
And it turns out he was right.
He was right. That's not really the point. But that was so offensive. And now everybody in the Senate and Congress, you know, can call him whatever they want.
Can hold signs and refuse to applaud a child survivor, at least so far, brain cancer. Mm-hmm. Oh, can't applaud that.
No. They're messed up. There's enough mental illness to go around.
Yesterday, the Trump administration warned Maine that it will face consequences if it continued to flout President Donald Trump's executive order barring males from playing on female sports teams. So if Maine won't come to the table to voluntarily comply with Title IX, then we will enforce Title IX to the fullest extent permitted by the law. And, yeah, the folks in well, it's not everybody, obviously. These are people in positions of power. And, you know, the Maine Department of Education, I believe, is they're a part of it. And girls deserve girls-only sports without male competitors. I mean, I thought, well, I know that was achieved. That was achieved during my lifetime, and it was fantastic. And my sister got to participate as a result of that. And my girls, especially Rihanna, my oldest, she took full advantage of that and competed against other girls and had a terrific experience. But if you're going to compete against biological males, we already know that it can be dangerous, and we already know that they have inherent advantages. You don't want performance-enhancing drugs, but you want to take somebody who's of a male gender and have them participate in female sports. Yeah, there's a performance-enhancing thing just being male versus female. It is 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about a half hour away from things that make you smile. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available to you wherever you download your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Your time check at 9:21 is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, it's the anniversary of Black Death. That's a happy thought, huh?
Wow, he's celebrating?
What? Nothing like a little Black Death to make you appreciate...
living?
Not having Black Death.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know how they come up with this stuff, but according to some scholars at the University of Paris, Black Death was created on this day, March 20th, 1345.
Well, they kept meticulous records back then,
well,
didn't they?
Well, they did. They used positions of planets, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, all kinds of stuff. Anyway.
It was the Gregorian calendar, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, because those Gregs are troublemakers.
Well, you know.
The Black Death, also known as the Plague, that's kind of generic.
Yeah, the Black Plague.
Swept across Europe, Middle East, and Asia during the 14th century. How many people do you think died, Greg? Ding, 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 you're on.
73 million.
Wow, that would be quite the deal. I don't know if the planet had 73 million.
I was throwing a big number. How many do they think?
25 million.
Oh, okay.
So you were double-digit millions. If you were me answering it, I'd say I was close.
Well, yeah. Well, that my 7 really was supposed to be a 2. It just was fudged.
Oh, it's your scribble of writing.
Yeah, getting rid of my own writing.
Despite what these 14th century scholars claim, the most common ailment known as the Black Death is caused by Yersinia pestis bacterium. The plague was carried by fleas, usually traveled on rats, but they jumped off on other mammals when the rat died. Most likely first appeared in humans in Mongolia around 1320, although recent research suggests it may have existed thousands of years earlier in Europe. Hmm. Usually people who came down with the plague first complained of headaches, fevers, chills. Their tongues often appeared a whitish color. Ooh. Then there was severe swelling of the lymph nodes. Finally, black and purple spots appeared on the skin of the afflicted, and that was pretty much the bye-bye sign, because
really?
Death would follow usually within a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Once you got the spots.
Once you got those, yeah.
You're on your way out.
Later, a pneumonic form of the plague developed that was less common but killed 95% of the people who contracted it. So anyway, they go back through history. They think they've learned a lot, but some of it had to do with nomadic tribes of Mongolia. They were devastated by the plague. It moved south and east to China and India. Wherever it went, the death toll was high. It was thought that the disease made its way to Europe in 1346, and one famous incident, a group of Turks battling the Italians from Genoa in the Middle East, when the Turks were suddenly struck down by the plague. Reportedly, they began catapulting dead bodies over the Genoans' walls.
Whoa.
Toward their enemy.
Oh, my
goodness. Who did what any smart person would do. They fled back to Italy, but they brought the disease with them. Yeah.
Oh,
and look, it's difficult to ascertain how accurate some of these accounts are, but we know for sure a lot of people died at that time. So, yeah, don't mess with Black Plague. Black Plague is basically, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'll keep that in mind as I go about my day today.
Got a story that is bugging me.
Okay.
Florida drivers.
Yeah.
May soon need two license plates on their car.
Don't even go there.
Oh, no,
I thought
you
I got away
don't.
From that in
no,
Missouri.
No, you don't.
I hate that. I just do.
Well, and it's...
Maybe hate's a strong word, but I do.
It's a Florida bill, and part of it is, I guess the idea was to help investigators catch hit-and-run drivers.
Okay.
Okay, so really what this bill was about, until they glommed onto it, they call it the Lily Glowback Act, named for the 13-year-old girl from Tampa who was struck by a car while riding her bike home from school. And this is in cases where a driver gets into a car crash. The bill would require a motor vehicle repair shop to request a written crash report from the customer before performing any repair work on the vehicle. This would apply if the repair work is estimated to cost at least $5,000. The form would include information on the customer, vehicle, a description of the damage, information that could be used by investigators to nab potential hit-and-run drivers.
Okay.
I guess my concern here is, and I didn't see, word for word all the thing, but it's, okay, so now you're making the body shops jump through another hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that's just another, could add to the cost. And then are they going to then delay the work? I mean, is there going to be a period of time where, you submit this information.
Right.
Oh, yeah, wait till you hear back from us kind of a thing. Now, it doesn't say that.
What if I hit a tree, not another car?
Then you would have a report that has your name, the car on it, the tag number and all that, and the description of what you say occurred.
Okay.
And what happens is through their investigation, they're looking for this black late model Chevrolet.
Sure.
Et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden your name pops up on a repair report and it just happens to be a black, Chevrolet.
Okay.
And they go, let's go talk to Mr. Cassidy about this. And then they talk to the repair shop and the repair shop goes, a tree? I don't see how it could have been a tree.
I get the concept.
Yeah.
I understand. But the front plate part, Because, again, as car guys, now maybe it's not as obtrusive like on my Jeep, or maybe if it's, you know, your truck or whatever. But sometimes you want to put your Gator plate or your whatever plate on the front. But like on sports cars, I used to just
Want a plate at all.
No, I used to just not put one on because it looks stupid.
On my little BMW,
no.
I actually had those little holes actually removed by the body shop.
Exactly.
So it's a nice, smooth front end. No, I don't want the tags in front. Stop being like other states and be the free state of Florida you're supposed to be. But as part of this bill, that's when they brought up an amendment requiring drivers to display a license plate both on the front and the back of the vehicles. So, of course, your registration is going to cost more money. You got to pay for the cost of the tag.
Uh-huh.
You have that thing. You know, you got to mount that thing. And no.
No. Just say no.
Just say no to that.
Call, write your Florida politicians and say no to the front plate amendments.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Did I give you the Senate Bill 92?
Okay.
Yeah, Senate Bill 92.
No plates on the front.
No.
Please.
It is 9:28 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Courtney Love, haven't heard that name in a while. Maybe we won't hear it again for a while. I'll explain why. Coming up on 97.3, The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Is it Friday yet? No.
Look over there. It's that close.
I can smell it from here.
What's it smell like, Bob?
Alaska. Or Russia. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. From your porch.
It is, we have a Russia story or related. It's 9:37. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Well, here you go. President Donald Trump talked to Breitbart News exclusively Wednesday afternoon at his phone calls on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin and on Wednesday with Ukrainian President Zelensky were, quote, two very good conversations, unquote. Can you imagine that this leader of the free world has had a conversation with the leader of Russia and then the leader of Ukraine, and there's a possibility where we can work something out without there being additional bloodshed and maybe a huge expense to the American taxpayers?
I wonder why the last president didn't talk to Putin.
He didn't talk to Putin for 3 years, I guess, pretty much the time he invaded. Hmm. He never had a direct conversation with him at all. How can you possibly call that leadership? No attempt at some sort of diplomatic solution? Isn't that like an automatic in the playbook? Hey, war, you just invaded. Come on. Let's sit down. Let's think about this. Let's talk about this. At least make the attempt.
Yeah, but he was busy feeding the fire.
Yes, he was.
Money and military equipment.
As long as it takes, he said. As long as it takes.
Yeah.
He was going to support Ukraine. He goes, I don't care if we bankrupt our country like Russia did in Afghanistan.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, how ironic, you know, how the players and... The one with President Putin was yesterday that went very well. I think we all know about that one. We've shared that with you. And also, Laura Ingraham had a great interview with the president, and we shared with you a bunch of cuts from that. But then he goes on, he says, then I spoke to President Zelensky and explained that what took place the day previous with a conversation with Putin. And he says, my aim is to put these two countries together. Then we work a ceasefire. Ultimately, we stop losing 2,000 people a week and more being killed in that war. And I want to stop it. I also want to stop massive payments that are necessary to be made by us. I also want Europe to pay the same as us because they weren't able to do that under Biden. And Biden never asked that because Biden was a grossly incompetent president. Okay. We had very good phone calls. I do believe a deal will be worked out so we can stop the bloodshed that's taking place over there. So that, to me, again, you know, it's good news.
Yeah.
It is not going to be solved overnight. However, the old adage, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I mean, the journey of bringing people together begins with, you know, maybe a single phone call and a meeting. And then it goes from there. That's exactly what's taking place. Now it's about time. You know, God bless us that we have a leader now in the White House. I know not everybody sees it that way, but I feel pretty passionate about it. Singer Courtney Love. Remember her?
Oh, yeah. Usually we'd see her on the cover of a magazine, like wasted or drunk, falling down in the street, that sort of thing.
And was it or was it not, her claim to fame was basically being the widow of Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. He took his own life, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, she tried her own career, but, you know.
So. I mean, yeah, she might have been in the industry, quote unquote, but, I mean, there was no...
No, without him, she was nobody.
I mean, hate to say it that way, but not a household name for sure, anyway. A new report from the Daily Mail said the former lead singer of Hole... And the widow of Kurt Cobain has been living in London since 2019, but plans to make it a permanent home. Oh, good for you.
Nice.
Good for you. I don't think you'll be missed. She didn't seem like a person who was big into, like, hygiene. I'm just a guess, you know? I didn't actually get close enough to sniff her, like Joe Biden style. But
yeah.
She said, it's so great to live here. I'm finally getting my British citizenship in 6 months. I get to be a citizen. I'm applying, man. Can't get rid of me. Yeah. I wonder if she has had any real interaction with maybe some of the immigrant population there. I can bet you she probably hasn't.
No.
But she claims that America is frightening now under President Trump. It's frightening. What would be frightening about it? He's taking murderers and rapists that are illegal aliens off the street and flying them out of our country. What's frightening about that?
Hmm.
He wants to expand, you know, our ability to produce energy, bringing costs down for the average family. What's frightening about that?
I don't think so.
He's trying to produce peace between Russia and Ukraine.
Hmm.
What's frightening about that?
Only if you're in the Biden family and your maybe a little kickback's going to get cut off. But other than that, to anybody else, it's a good thing.
Listen to what she said. I don't know where she comes up with this stuff. In terms of Trump and particularly this group, it's like Emperor Kor. Like, they're wearing million-dollar watches. She said, Emperor Kor is going on at Mar-a-Lago. It's frightening now. It's like cyanide now. What? I think they have 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
I ran out at least a few minutes ago. But no, good. Best to you. Best to you. Enjoy. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And enjoy England and cheerio, old chap.
I think she may be surprised. Depending where she ends up, she may just be surprised what things are like
there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, maybe she has enough money to insulate herself like many
that's probably true.
Elites do. Yeah. MSNBC contributor Claire McCaskill, also former senator, was she, or just congresswoman?
I know. Don't like her.
Said Wednesday on Morning Joe. Wow, that show's still on?
Really? Well.
Yeah.
Huh.
That President Donald Trump was attempting to disappear people. Like the next David Copperfield, I tell you.
I don't think that's how she meant
it. Oh.
Because he brings them back.
Oh, she's talking about the deportation of hundreds of Venezuelans from the United States to El Salvador. Is she trying to reference like a Russian KGB, all of a sudden people disappear in the middle of the night kind of thing?
Sometimes when they disappeared, it was really more permanent. And they didn't just show up someplace else.
They really disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas
you never found them again.
Whereas these people are going to do their time in prison.
Yeah.
But at least they're alive, and some of them, frankly, probably don't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. McCaskill says, yeah. And let's not forget, there was a single judge in Texas that tried to say that some of this stuff couldn't be used anywhere. I didn't know how this got into the whole abortion thing. Even in states where abortion was legal, let's not forget, single judge. How did she get from Trump and El Salvador and people disappearing?
That's weird.
Well, no, wait. I just put it all together. She's a Democrat fighting for abortion rights. So wouldn't it be her?
Yes.
That is causing humans to disappear? And I mean really disappear?
Yes, that's the true disappearing people thing, is the lefties.
So maybe if you point at other people and say they're making people disappear, that perhaps is what
you're doing.
You're indeed.
You're making people disappear.
Karl Marx taught those people a lot.
She apparently was paying attention that day in liberal school.
They were good students. Good little commie fascist students. Yeah.
But they're running fascist all over Teslas, right?
Alex's wife, and I mean the Baldwin family, how do you say his wife's name without making it sound funny?
Because it looks like Hilaria.
Which would be hilarious.
It would be. That's what it looks like to me.
Hilaria? Hilaria. Maybe. It's Hilaria, I think.
Hilaria.
Doesn't that sound right?
Yeah, but I like my way better because it was closer to hilarious.
Apparently, well, you can imagine. I mean, life with that guy, hothead, Mr. Temper. But apparently, he was mouthing off, and she shut him right down.
Really?
On the red carpet, in front of everybody.
Nice.
She said, when I'm talking, you're not talking. Yeah!
Wow.
And that's probably what he needs.
He
a good dose of discipline,
yes,
huh?
Yes, he does.
Yep. New York Post reports the duo were conducting an interview with Extra about their TLC series, The Baldwins, when Hilaria,
or whoever,
41,
Hilaria,
gleefully put Alex, 66, in his place for talking over her.
Wow.
Yeah. They're promoting their show, though, I guess. Have you seen anything about this, The Baldwin? It might.
No.
You know, it's too bad because if he would have kept his trap shut, I always thought he was a pretty good actor and pretty funny. 30 Rock, I thought,
absolutely. He's talented.
It's too bad all this. But, you know, they turn out to be these lefty whack jobs. You know, Tina Fey and stuff. It's like,
I know.
You have to ruin it.
He's a bad human being a lot of times. We'll put it that way.
Well.
He just is. I'm just saying.
Yeah. He's kind of a brat that never really had to grow up.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Very accurate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is 9:48 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You know what we need? Things that make you smile. We need upbeat, positive thoughts, and they are coming next. We call it Things That Make You Smile, and it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile. Next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. And Peasant with a Pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. This beautiful, gorgeous weather is making me smile. It doesn't get much nicer than this. And I saw a thing on Bill Belichick last night. It was on some show that was on, and showing him and his 23-year-old girlfriend. I think he's 72 years old, and he and his 23-year-old girlfriend were on the beach. They were having so much fun. It just makes me smile to know we're past this stage in the United States where, you know, a 72-year-old guy can enjoy himself with his 23-year-old girlfriend, and we don't judge him.
That's a good thing. Good for him. As we get closer and closer to the upper age demographics. Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
A slogan like land of the free and home of the brave. Somebody ought to use that. You know what I mean? God bless America.
Well, God bless you, Jeff. Not just use it. You know.
Make it real.
Not just say it, but.
Yeah. Experience it.
Make it real.
That could catch on.
And then you got to keep it real. Two-stroke, what's making you smile?
Please check the number and try your call again.
His voice has changed from what I remember him calling before. That did not sound like two-stroke. Unless he's gone through some...
Was that one-stroke or three-stroke?
I don't know. Just some sort of a transformation there. I don't know.
Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. It is Things That Make You Smile. Last chance. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, what's making me smile is when you were doing your Black Death plague coverage a while ago, it dawned on me that I knew Dr. Anthony Fauci was old, but I had no idea he was over 600 years old. So I gave him a call just a few minutes ago, and he said, "Don't blame me. The fleas came from the wet dog market down the street."
Oh!
Wow.
I like how you put that together.
Yeah, that was actually...
That took a little bit of effort.
A little effort.
And,
yeah.
And some cleverness.
Yes, a little bit of both.
Give you high marks for that one. For Mark.
Yeah.
He didn't tell us how his Itchnatuckney thing went. He went down the river with his son, and I imagine he had a good time. That would have been like a thing that make you smile, too.
It would have been.
Said he wanted to talk about Black Death.
I wonder where he was going to go, because like when you were talking about Black Death, I'm like, how? Because my brain immediately went, okay, Mark, you can go down a different path once in a while, but how is that going to make you smile? I guess not having it would make you smile.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because once the black and purple spots start, you know, like you said,
it's all downhill from there.
It is definitely downhill from there. So.
Yeah, and if you're involved in a war, somebody might use your dead body as a catapulting...
you become a weapon.
My gosh.
You're a projectile. Use what you got, I guess, right?
Those people back in the day sure were cray-cray.
They really were.
Like they're not now, right?
They still are.
All right, my friends, you don't go anywhere because we're not done. Coming up next, you've got The Smoking Gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. And that's next. Hang on. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A man is recovering after having his ear ripped off during an altercation turned violent on a Florida beach. Lee County Sheriff's Office said 18-year-old Jack Turner was arrested, faces felony battery charges following a brawl that took place at Fort Myers Beach on St. Patrick's Day. I was supposed to be celebrating and having a good time. The victim showed the police his ear bitten off. Later, a video surfaced, and the deputies, they arrested Turner like they should have. So remember, ears of corn equals tasty. Elephant ears equals yummy. People's ear, that equals jail time. And that's your smoking gun. Good. Not the ear. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.